Hello, James Maduk speaking, and you're watching another quick little small My Small Biz TV video on My Small Biz University. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about Pinterest today. Everyone seems to be talking about Pinterest. I wrote about a month ago that I thought it would have a pretty short lifespan, and I'm going to show you a reason why I think that on this quick video. And again, this is just a little quick heads up, and it's about shiny objects. Because here's the thing that's really neat about Pinterest. I'm just looking at my page here, and you can see there's some people that have done some really great things with it. A lot of educational information, for example, some of the stuff. A lot of info marketers have been using flowcharts and infograms to give some really, really good information on Pinterest and organizing it, pinning it up on the pin boards. And there's a lot of value in it. And what I was afraid of is that people will abuse how easy it is to pin stuff and take advantage or sort of jack the system. And when that happens, most of the time with marketers, what happens is they absolutely ruin a good thing. And I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen with Pinterest sooner rather than later. And I wrote the post about, I gave it a couple months last month, and it was funny because last week I got an email, and I'm going to show you the email because, here's a board here. My board is showing some of the people that I follow and the information that's available. Lots of great information, okay? Now let's take a look what I got sent in an email. Now I got sent this because my name was added to the pin. So let's take a look at what's happening here. And this is I guess someone named Brandy Padley who sent an email. I get an email sent by what? By Pinterest. It's sent to me because my name is mentioned. And my name is mentioned here with a couple other internet marketers. If you know the word Declan Dunn, another person who's been around probably the same length of time that I've been on online since 1969. But you can see, this person's post here. I'm getting emails because of this person's post who I have no idea who they are, but the interesting thing is that they picked a word called beautiful, and let's see what they posted. Now this is not adult entertainment, but it's obviously something that isn't really marketing related specifically to what I'm doing or other people like Declan Dunn are doing. So let's take a look at the pin that they've created, and what do we get to see? Oh, good old Brandy's 786 pins she's done. But what do these happen to be? Now, why do they have these bikinis here? Because I'm betting that if you actually click on these, what's going to happen is it's the oldest scam in the book. What they've got is they've got affiliate links that are associated with these pictures. Okay? Affiliate links that are associated with the picture. So all someone's doing is spamming Pinterest, using other people's names to take advantage of their network of people, their network that is on their pins. It's totally unrelated, and then they've got affiliate links here. So there's even bots that do this now. So what's going to happen? Well, another month or so, people are going to get tired of seeing crap like this, and they're going to go on to the next shiny object. So what's the lesson here? Stay true to the 10 steps in My Small Biz Map. Stay true to building a business. Don't fall for shiny objects, because shiny objects are like shooting stars. They're only there for a fleeting moment, and they're gone. And that's what you don't want to do with your business. This is James Maduk speaking. Hope you enjoyed this little session from My Small Biz University and an episode of My Small Biz TV.